At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming to listen to our shenanigans. Well, in this episode, there's one good story and a taunting story. Either one, if you want to listen, anyone, just listen. Before I forget, I went to the street myself, so you don't want to miss that. Enjoy.
Hey. Hi, guys. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Sports Podcast.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Me, I didn't respect people.
Yeah.
You're calling our beloved listeners guys.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the Chill Sisters Podcast, guys. I cannot deal with you, sis. Hope you guys are having a fabulous week. My name is Rashida.
They did.
How do you
My
know?
My name is Chill Sisters Ladu, as always. They did now.
How do you know? Are you their mouthpiece?
Because they are listeners.
Okay, our listeners are
I
meant
am for today.
Our listeners are meant to feel good. They are meant to have a fantastic week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we wish for them every day.
All day. Yeah.
This is how far now?
Yes.
How's your week?
My week just day. How your own week now?
My week is fine. Just there. This week, nothing happened. Oh, let me tell you.
This one is not inspiring, you know, the way you answered, Rashida.
It's not inspiring. We are on midterm break, so this week I have been at home. Yes, sis, I did not do jack. I did not do shit. I was just at home. But I don't know which is better. Is it staying at home with the kids or taking them to school, them being out of your head? Because this thing is not, it's not as nice as it is. When it's school time and they're in school, you take them, you drop them, you do one or two things. You're free for a time. But during the holiday, the only good thing about it is you don't have to wake up very early in the morning to prepare them for school. That's the only thing. But take that out.
More stressful. I think is because that's one of the downsides of living abroad. You don't have that helping hand.
Yeah.
So somebody that is in Nigeria now might answer you differently than someone that is living abroad.
Oh, that's true. That's
another
point.
You get
point.
Help cheaply here. You see, you have to go and drop them. If you're in Nigeria, you will not do that. You have designated driver that does that. Even if you're going to do that, I love what they do in Nigeria now. The kids are 7 up for school. They will not come back. If it's a Muslim kid, you finish the school from there straight to Islamia. They are not coming back until 5 or 6. By then, they are tired. 7, 8. They have gone to sleep. So you see, and even when they come back, you have help at home. So you see, depending on who is answering this, your question.
I can't relate. I've never had that. I've never had that. What do you think of that? Let me ask you this question. Do you think that parents abroad have it harder than parents in Nigeria? Most people abroad have their roots. So, like, do you think parents abroad have it harder than parents in Nigeria?
Well,
all of us, we are doing this motherhood thing together, you know. I know if we bring this argument, parents in Nigeria will tell you, oh, me too. But do you think we parents are we stress more than parents in Nigeria?
Yeah, 100%. I would say without thinking for a second. I just told you now, your routine would have been completely different if you're in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So please, let's not fake it. Of course, not everybody can afford help in Nigeria.
In Nigeria
too,
either, yeah.
But help comes in different ways. It might not be house help. You have your sisters, your cousins, neighbors. Still, you're going to get that help. Not like if you're living abroad. Everybody always is your kid. So you might be with one neighbor 5 years. You guys don't even know each other's name.
My dear. How many months now? I haven't seen my neighbors. Even if it's like just passing and say hello, I haven't seen anybody.
You see, that's in Nigeria,
nice. There's a community.
At least, even if it's weekend, like in Abuja now, you see there are a lot of parks that do activities for kids, and the entry fee are quite fair. So if you're tired, you see weekend that they will now come and disturb you. You pack them straight to the park, so it helps. Not like in the UK or any other country abroad in general, because here it's really stressful. Let's not even talk about nannies in the abroad. You not try it, and you pay them by the hour.
I had a bougie nannies abroad. I can't relate.
You not even try it. So you see, the middle class person in Nigeria is living well than you there. I they don't envy you. Sorry, I understand. Meantime, they will be everywhere.
Oh God.
So, Rashida, I think it's good when they're back in school. At least,
I
like you
love
said,
it.
you can come
Yeah.
and have
Yeah, you can do other
for
things
yourself.
without the kids. I love them, but I can't be hearing mommy every 2 minutes. Mommy this, mommy that, you're fighting, you're
Is there
shouting, you're
anything
saying
like
stop
I love
it.
them, but?
There is so I love them, but before somebody will say, ah, this one, she does not know what God has done for her. He's complaining. I know what God has done for me. I appreciate it. And I'm grateful to Allah every day, every time. But like, serious, it's just the truth. No matter how you love, I'm always separating fight. He did this, he did this. If it's the TV, they want to
What are
watch it
you
at the
saying? Why
same
are
time.
you, Rashida? I don't know why you are over explaining. No, if you have a sibling, if you're
Yeah.
raised in a family, everybody knows this dynamic now. This one that you are over explaining, I'm surprised.
You see, you know what I'm talking about. I used to put myself in order, because
But
like
who doesn't know
general.
this?
No, you know, people in general, they judge a lot.
Oh,
You know, people judge a lot.
wow.
Now that I'm
Oh.
talking, I can see somebody, even if they're not saying it out, they are thinking it. Ah, this one, she's just complaining. Why are you complaining? Forgetting that you're
Can you
human and
imagine?
you're allowed to complain. Like, it's not like you don't like something, but when you're a human being, you complain, you say it, but it doesn't mean you're going to act on it or you don't like it. Anyway, that's enough of my ranting. You sis, on that ranting
That's
note,
me.
bring me to my prayer of the week.
I'm all ears, so
My prayer of this week is,
let's have a good one. Let's have a good one.
let's have a good one.
<don't>
My prayer of this week, you sis, let me just say it. I know you people, human beings, they don't need to be thankful. This prayer of the week is a thankful prayer. You, when last did you poo-poo and say thank you, Allah, for this poo-poo? Because me, I know I do that a lot.
Really?
When
What's
last.
your problem with poo-poo and this thing, Rashida? Let's even start from there. So, because I can remember you see, the problem is you forget all these things that you tell us, eh? And it's my job
To
because I'm
remind me.
representing our beautiful listeners. That was how the other day you told us you get your ideas in the toilet. We took it like that, forgot about it, like it never happened. Today, a whole prayer that you can use, eh? You're telling us of.
This
Anyway.
is, accept this my prayer. And you, I asked you a question. When last did you
No,
thank Allah
you.
for your poo-poo?
So wait. When you are thanking your God, you now specify point.
Yes.
Do you see how,
As little
Rashid, you
as.
need to come back to Nigeria. This girl, that's the problem now. I know where the problem is. You know, constant electricity is a problem.
Okay.
When you
Be
don't
joking.
go to the market,
Be joking.
joke.
Do you know that poo-poo, you need to thank Allah for your poo-poo? Have you ever poo-poo while
Why?
poo-poo?
I'm not saying you shouldn't thank him, but why did you select poo-poo on its own? That's what
These
I
are
don't get, and
because
I'm
these are
trying to
things that
understand.
you guys don't appreciate Allah for. You don't appreciate Him for giving you a
Why do you
smooth.
need to single it out, Rashida? You're
Because,
not answering our question.
yes, because there's a particular poo-poo that if you poo-poo and everything comes out at once and you feel relief, you just say, Alhamdulillah.
These are the signs of people that struggle with
No,
constipation. You just expose yourself.
no
Sorry,
pushing.
oh, Rashida.
Oh, no, you are not getting the point. You are not getting the point. Forget constipation. Normal, normal. There are sometimes, some days you have a good poo-poo. It comes out seamlessly. Like, even you, your body will be light. You will feel it. You say, oh, wow, this was good.
What have you been
Alhamdulillah.
eating in that UK?
It's
See the
not,
passion
this is
with which
not
you're talking
about
about
me.
poo. If
This thing is
somebody,
not.
wait, if somebody comes in and listening to this
This is
halfway,
not about
the
me.
way you're talking about this thing, they will think is
You see, you're a typical Nigerian. You're a typical
Okay.
Nigerian. There is nothing anybody
I
can tell me
am,
about it.
unfortunately for you.
Unfortunately. But I am gonna tell you that if you don't do it, please do it. Thank Allah for poo-poo, because there are people that this poo-poo is a struggle for them. And for you to have a seamless poo-poo without any hindrance, without anything, that is my prayer of this week. And I drop my mic.
Mic drop.
Mic
Well,
drop.
well, well. Who am I? You see, Rashida, if it's a prayer, big or small, I say I'm into it. You don't know when it will be helpful. So, we are going to be thankful to our creator, our maker, for letting us have seamless poops,
Thank
as
you
you call
very
it.
much. Thank you very
But
much.
please, let me warn you on behalf of our listener, don't ever try this thing again.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our prayer of the week.
Don't try it. Nigerians are angry. They are angry, and someone is waxing lyrical about Babu. You say, look at this one. Come, come, no, no, come on here. Chibi, I told you.
Yusis, were you on the streets?
Yes.
A little bear told me that you were on the streets.
I was on the street, though. You know, the last time I promised, I said I was, it's not for me. Yes. Takes the likes of Rashida. You and your gossip now. You're always on the street.
Oh, my God.
Me and my business. Are you not always on the street?
I'm always on the street, actually. I'm always on the street.
The last time I did Gulma, you know what I brought?
Yeah.
Diabolical.
Yeah.
So, this one is not diabolical, but let me not be the judge. It depends on who is listening and what side you are from. Rashida Adeo, Jejeli. Usual. See, as there is no light, self, let me be scrolling. I was scrolling away. Scrolling. What did I see? Something caught my attention. This woman was not narrating. What happened is Rashida.
Hit
so
me.
There's this lady, they've been married for some years with their husband. Beautiful lady, living their simple life. What happened was, I think both her and the husband earn average income. Because of that, the husband now told her, no, we shouldn't have kids now.
Yeah.
So she was on contraceptive throughout. Ingani, that they should save some money. I think the plan was for them to jab, you know, after saving as much as they needed. And this woman, nice woman to the family, to his family, you know, when there's any activity, she's there, you know, that Rashida, that's why anything you are doing in this life, do it with one heart too and one mind.
Yeah.
Like I always say, if it's because of people, all of us will be villains in this life.
Exactly.
That's how she will go. Even if it's well naming, she's there, you know, our Iyawo. One of the sisters was like, she can't take this. She was now telling her, as in, she has to come out and tell her this. What happened? She was worried. I have to tell you this. My brother has another wife or another woman.
What?
Rashida, that's not the shocking part. No. Wait, relax. Next thing, because she'll be utterly shocked. She like let the ground open and swallow her. It's too much information. And they're planning to japa together. Everything is set. Their visas is out. Everything, the money, everything. They are living. I think they're living in some weeks, or it can't be more than a month.
What?
Yes. The money that he said they should be saving, shouldn't have children now. Ashe is to travel out with his real family. Everybody was on it, looking at her like Rashida.
Oh no.
Do you know, I love what she did though.
I love sisters like
come
that.
Back to the house. The idiot, you
that
know,
sister is me.
You,
I know I can
know,
do
this
that.
Mumu, she doesn't know playing it. She went back to the house confused. She didn't know what to do. But as God will have it, now so this lady who started checking for documents. Ashe, see children's passport. See the girlfriend's passport, money, visas, everything. She just set to travel.
What?
She was not lying, but this woman's strong.
She's strong.
So Rashida, now so he went home, searched. If he found all the documents, the passports, they were set to travel, pictures, combing. So she packed everything. Now she's confused as to what to do with them.
Oh my God.
She's supposed to elope. She should confront him, and he can't ask her because where will he start the extortion? She's just looking at him now, confused. She doesn't know what to do. The whole thing is twisted. I was like, oh my God. Rashida, I'm not going back to it again. Please go there and be doing your thing.
Like I said earlier, I've waited and I've listened to everything. Like I said earlier, men are scum. I did not change my thought.
There was
scum. How can you do that to a full human being? Why?
She wanted babies, though. Say, we don't have the money now. Let's relax. Aisha, your friend has been, you don't, they're born outside. Is that one that is surprising you? The fact that everybody in his family was in on it.
That's even worse.
He was in on it. So that's how you now travel. When he gets there, you now call her. Ah, sorry, oh, so happened. They will now come and be begging her. We didn't know. We didn't knew. Aisha.
God have mercy. I beg. What type of problem is this one?
The heart of man is extremely wicked.
Very, very wicked.
Do you remember the other time you were asking me? I don't know. We were discussing something. You gave a scenario, I think it was a story, and you were asking me why people are wicked after you being good to them, blah blah blah. I told you, at the end of the day, what I've learned, what I've come to understand is every human being is looking out for themselves. It's just the degree that differs. Last, nobody is thinking about you. You have to think for yourself.
No, this
If
guy
you're
was very
waiting,
selfish.
you are waiting for human beings to do what's right, or your person comes second.
If you know you had a family already, why did you deceive this other lady? Why didn't you just go and be with the other family
My
that has?
sister,
What was the
my
point?
sister,
This story is not
people.
complete. He must be gaining something. Maybe she has money, or because I don't see the reason why he will do that. Did he use her to be able to provide for the
He
other?
doesn't see her as
Wife material.
before. Maybe this one in his own mind now, this one is not Canada material.
Talking about is not Canada material. Maybe this guy has seen the future that this lady, this current lady that he's married to, will do something. Because last week there was a trending debate on Twitter, now known as X. God, when I
Okay.
say Twitter, I must add that now known as X.
Me, I don't care to even correct myself sometimes because it's like NEPA. They know what you are talking about.
Exactly.
XO, W, like Elon Musk, now used to be.
It's not fair. Somebody has changed his brand to X. You guys still don't want to change it with him. There was a trending debate that somebody wrote that it's very unfair how some Nigeria women are treating some Nigerian men once they get to the UK.
I saw it, though. I saw it.
You
Why?
both, he said, you both make good plans from Nigeria for a better future, but once you get to the UK, you just don't care anymore. Jackpot love is a big scam. So many men are depressed. Come and see comments. Come and see debates. I say,
Comment
okay.
an example
Comment an
and
example.
prove it. Women were just dropping receipts. Come and see.
Well, except that is how my guy was made to sleep outside. The woman pack him out. Another person say, where you guys will be carrying your dirty Nigeria behavior abroad? Why would they not treat you like that? In Nigeria, you are shouting on her anyhow. You are beating her. You are misbehaving. She cannot talk.
You know, when a woman goes to the police station, even if she's been abused, you know, domestic abuse, domestic violence, you go to the police station, they'll tell you, are you safe? You
What did
safe?
you do?
You safe? Why were you talking to us? Hey, what?
What did you do?
They are in cahoots. See, they will support each other. Probably he's even doing worse at home. You know, but you know, I don't know, uniform men, especially police, they are so abusive of their wives. I don't know. Probably because they are always drinking or something and the Nigerian hardship. So that's how you go to the police station where you think you are safe. You say, see you safe. Women, when I know the year, what did you do to him now? This one, you have not said anything new. They're creating a scenario. He's not there, but you see the way they will be defending him. So they'll now carry that stupid mentality and stupid behavior. They'll take it to the abroad. This one now, she knows the system is working. You're not trying nonsense. The moment they see women are being treated like human beings, that's when they started complaining. Ask for the scenarios that they are complaining about. You see, it's like,
Exactly.
why are you even to where is it? The moment they start treating women as human beings is a problem. There's one story. What happened was in Nigeria, this thing, I'm even ashamed to say it, that her salary goes directly to the husband's account. He will not give her something from the salary. I say, what? Come again? It's not registering in my brain.
Be plain, be
She doesn't
joking. You
wait.
think I
She doesn't have an account. That he will go directly, the one that mugged me, that he'll give her something from it. Is that something that they are going to give her that is killing me?
Thank you for bringing that up. You heard that one? Then another lady, this one, it happened to her, the person that is helping her directly. She said the woman comes and help her and clean and everything. And instead of paying the salary directly to her, she pays it to her husband's account. So what happened is now she now told the woman that you are working for this money. This is your hard-earned money. Why am I sending it to your husband? Why don't you open an account and I send it directly to you? Because it's your money. So even if you want to give your husband, you have some for yourself. And like innocently, she was just saying that. Then I think this woman went home to explain to the husband, my madam said I should open an account so that my salary will come directly to me. Guess what? The
He beat
next
her.
day, the next day she called the madam that, sorry, madam, I can't come to work. My husband said I can't, that I should stop working for you.
You see?
So
You
tell
see?� └└└                └                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                                            װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
this type
I'm
of
not even
woman,
surprised,
if she enters UK and she sees, tell me she's not going to have a change of attitude. Some women will even suffer in that marriage and everything just for them
I'm
to
telling you.
To leave.
Can
and
you
go. Have you heard another
Shita,
one?
That's why I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's not how long ago.
See,
people
these
that are
stories,
majorly successful
yeah.
marriage, how long? I just repeated.
No.
Maybe
it's
the woman
how
has
well.
Been planning for
yes.
how many years?
Let
how
me
to
tell
finish
you another
you
one. I've not finished. Let me tell you another one. In that same.
Please don't tell me any depressing one. I can't
No.
take it. I beg.
Let me tell you another one. This woman, her and the husband, the man was treating her bad, maltreating her, beating her, and everything. Do you know? You know where God wants to punish you? He does it in mysterious ways, different ways that you will not even realize.
Man cannot understand.
The same man that was maltreating his wife, he made arrangement for her to travel first. Him, he will stay back with the children, and she should go and start a life with him. You guys,
I did not hear, but I know what's going to happen.
He now sent her first. Him, he now sacrificed to stay with the children. Then she went, she started, she did her school, everything was set. She got a house, everything. It was that time for him and the kids to come.
For them.
For
to
them
join
to come,
her.
To join her. Everything is set. She has arranged everything, got a house for the kids and everything. Then Oga now brought the kids to come and meet the woman and everything that she has set everything. And guess what? Madam packed her children and ran away. She left him in the airport. I kid you not.
Okay, Rashida. I don't understand.
I swear.
Okay, she came back to Nigeria to
no,
get them.
No,
so
no,
they
no.
Go back together.
Which she came back to Nigeria. Which she came back to Nigeria. She allowed him. He came with the kids. She didn't even have to stress to go back to Nigeria. She allowed him. He came with the kids.
Ooh, to be, yeah.
Even, at the airport, he doesn't know the home address now. There's no way he will follow them home.
But how did she get the kids now? What was he doing that he left them?
She can say toilet or something or some. I don't know how.
I'm even asking a question. When a woman wants to do something,
when she has planned it, she left him in the airport. She packed her kids and they went home. She went to the house she has arranged for them. And maybe he called one of his friends, because the friend that now tweeted that women are wicked. Look at how this woman left the man stranded in the airport, that he doesn't know where to go. He doesn't know where the house is. He doesn't know anything about it.
And you know, this one, Rashida, is one-way ticket to...
Yes, now. Then it was the woman that now came out to say that when she was in Nigeria, that this man was beating her. He was abusing her. Something, a story about when she
Can
was
you
pregnant, he kicked her tummy. Her story was even worse than his own. Something horrible like that. So we could not even have sympathy for this man anymore. But things are happening.
Do you see?
How do I even remember these stories?
To exact her revenge.
Yeah.
I don't know for you. I don't know for you. That's why I said I will leave these treats for you. You can go and be
oh
getting
my
the stories
God.
For you. But this, on a serious note, Rashida, it's quite sad.
Mm.
All jokes apart. It's quite sad. Kengani?
Yeah.
You, the other time, I was telling you, you see our parents, our forefathers and stuff, women are in the marriage 50 years. 60 years, and they'll be celebrating. Meanwhile, for the last 40 years, she despises this man. She hates him.
Yeah,
she
we've been saying this.
And people are doing, It's only a woman that is in the marriage can tell you actually what's happening.
Yeah.
And you know, women now, she would want to endure, she would like, want to keep her home. Then, when she's done, that's the problem now. You see, she can spend how many years planning her own revenge. And it actually doesn't make sense. I don't understand this domestic abuse.
It doesn't make sense. I don't
somebody
even get
that wants
it.
Me, you can't be hitting. Women will be pregnant. You'll be hitting the tummy. I don't get it.
It's annoying.
Women at the receiving
it's somehow,
end of
it's
all
just,
the bad things you can
yes.
think of. If it's war, we are the one. Whatever it is. Anyway, so Rashida, what's your advice for that woman now?
Which
what should she do with the... my own story now. She said she doesn't know what to do now.
Oh,
the man cannot confront her. He has the documents. What she should do with...
Oh, my God. But I'll say it anyway. My first instinct...
Like, this woman that ran away in the airport. Now, your twin sister, ba?
My first instinct...
The one that you're confessing by yourself. That, oh, God.
First instinct for that woman, ba? Is that... Sugar, I'll say it slowly. I'll pretend you guys are not hearing me so that I will not sound. She should board the passport so that nobody will have it. That's my first instinct. But now, if I sit down and I think of it, she should just let them go. Let them carry their wahala and go. He's not meant for her. There are better things ahead. Thank God, really? She's not even pregnant.
After spending how many years?
Oh God, it's easier said than done. Easier
don't forget,
said than done.
See, you are just making out. She said they have been saving. So it's not just his money. I get the story.
I got it.
It's not just
I'm
his
just,
money. It's
yeah,
their
I
money.
Know. It's their money. He used their money to go. Hey. No, because yes, it's either which way this marriage is over, either which way, there's no way she's going to stay with a man like that, you know.
Yes,
so she's going to decide.
But will
is she going
use your money to go to the
that's
abroad?
What I'm saying. She has to decide, is she going to go out with a banger or she's just going to just say, oh, I'm a good person, let me just let
you.
This go.
If you're with this woman talking, she and she's asking you for advice, what will you tell her?
Well, I'll tell her that, sister, I'll be praying for you.
You see, if I was the one, you say I'm being diplomatic. Say your mind.
I say my mind. Are you sure you want to hear my mind? Let me say my mind. I will say wallahi. If
what
you leave, I will say wallahi if you leave it, you fuck up. Burn that passport. Bring it. I'll help you burn it. Let's burn it. Let's not even leave the ashes. We'll burn it. We'll use water and wash the ashes away. Let it go in the drain. What type of pure wickedness is this one?
Imagine.
This is premium wickedness now.
I'm telling you, my takeaway from it, Rashida, is whatever you're doing, just do it with one heart and one mind. God will expose your enemies. Just deal with them truthfully with one mind. God will do it for you.
That's where my other thinking comes in, that she just leave them. Since she did it with one mind, God will deal with them.
Yeah, now, but you know, God exposed it for her for a reason.
Yeah, he did, though. He did. He
you
did.
Know, clock out.
It's true. That's true. It's not easy. We are saying this thing. It's not. I hope she's able to overcome it. I hope she finds
Don't forget
a better
all
man out
family
there.
Family planning pills.
The way it destroy. Oh my God.
Side effects on women.
Let's not talk about it. Let's talk about it another day. You think it's a joke? No, I'm sad for that lady. Women are going through a lot. You sis, did you watch anything this week?
This week, no.
You sis, you didn't watch anything. What did you watch?
I'm not sure. No, I think I've been busy working this week.
This week, I didn't watch anything either. I haven't watched anything.
No. Wait, I did, but I can't remember the name of the movie. It's a true life story about this guy. He's a Formula One race driver.
Okay.
So it's a true story. He was a gamer.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a gamer. They do all this virtual racing.
So this guy
with an idea that why he brought the proposal to Nissan that they should build an academy where they would take these racers, online race, virtual racers, bring them to the academy, train one, and he could go and compete in the real Formula One. It was a crazy idea, but in the long run, they bought into it. So they brought the best one in every region.
Okay.
They brought them together, trained them down. The winner will now represent Nissan in Formula One. It's a true story. It was a good one. So I don't want to give the full details. His dad is an African immigrant in the UK. Always upset. Oh, you're always on this system.
Yeah.
In this game. Look at your brother is playing football. You know, once you're in the UK, now everybody wants their child to play. He has no interest in playing football. So he goes on to triumph. No, it was a good watch. I can't remember the name, but it's on Netflix. I think it's among the recently added movies for last week or so. That's what I watched, because I knew I watched.
But you can't remember.
I need to get the name. I hope I can see it. It's number 5 in Nigeria today.
Okay.
So the name of the movie is Gran Turismo. I think it's trending. It's the number 5 movies trending in Nigeria today. Very good. What?
Okay, I haven't watched anything, but I'll tell you what is trending here in the UK. The top 10 shows in the UK today.
Okay.
As of today. At number 10, we have Fool Me Once.
Fool Me Once, okay.
Yeah, we have American Nightmare. I've watched American Nightmare. I'll tell you about that in just a bit. Then we have Law and Order, House of Ninjas at number 7. At number 6, we have Griselda.
I've watched that one.
It's interesting.
Yeah. It's a true story too. She's still
I'll watch it. I'll add it to my list. Then at number 5 we have Death Comes to Pemberley. That's at number 5. At number 6 we have Love is Blind.
Okay.
We have Dead Water Fell. That's number 3. I don't know what are these UK people watching. Because I don't know. Others, they don't look like.
I wanted you to finish. I'll be like, Rashida, this
What are
Kanye
people
West
watching?
Nigerian top 10, though.
What are people watching in the
Ah.
UK? Because even me, I'm confused. Oh, at number two, we
You
have
should be asking you now.
Friday night dinner. At number one, we have one day. See, I will help you. What are UK people watching? Because I don't understand this list.
It's not making sense to me.
The only one I've been able to watch here is American Nightmare. Let me just give you a rundown of this American Nightmare. True story, true life story.
Okay.
Her and her boyfriend were sleeping in the
Really?
house, jejely. All of
Oh.
a sudden, somebody came, drugged them, took her away, blindfolded her, put her in the back of the car, and kidnapped her in their home. They now put camera in the house, now told the boyfriend that he should not call the police, or if he calls the police, his life is at risk. He
They
did
are
not.
watching
They are watching him.
him.
That's what they told him. He did not call. Then he was waiting, waiting. All of a sudden, he said, whatever. He now called the police. The police came, searched the house, everything. They searched. They didn't see him. They took him to the police station. But they took him to the police station, and all of a sudden,
Your boyfriend.
the boyfriend became a suspect. Instead of them going to search for these kidnappers, he became a suspect. They started asking him, what did you guys do? Did you drink? Interrogating him. That was how months went by. No trace. This lady, they took her somewhere. It was even one guy. And you know all these things. In fact, let me just cut the long story short. The guy that kidnapped her, you will not believe that he was a lawyer.
So he know all the ropes.
He knows all the ropes. He was a lawyer. It's very confusing. He released that there are some. I don't want to spoil it in case you're going to watch it. He came and he dropped her. The police started saying that, oh, that it was a planned thing, that they just wanted to use the state's money. In fact, they turned everything against her, and nobody believed both of them, the whole state. And there was a film that came out around that time, so they were connecting it to the film that maybe they did the same thing that happened in the film and stuff like that. So nobody believed them. The same guy went on a rampage again. He did the same thing, and then in
Of
another
course,
yeah in another
since they didn't believe that one.
yes in another state. And you know, this guy wrote an email to, I think, a journalist or so, telling them that this girl is saying the truth. Why are you guys not believing her?
And they will not believe now.
They did not believe.
They
Not
think it's a troll or
exactly.
some.
They just thought that it was maybe two of them, the boyfriend and the girlfriend, just conniving to do things. He went on another attack. This time around, they caught him, and they were able to link the case to this other lady, and that was where she finally found justice, and they were able to solve the case. But it was after a long time, and she sat down. She explained all the things that happened to her. There was even a rape case in it. Oh, she explained and explained. You just imagine,
Of course.
everybody you talk, nobody believed you. Only the boyfriend believed her and stayed with
Believe
her. Yeah,
him.
she was thinking, is he staying with me because of sympathy? Is he staying with me? Does he really love me? But he had a beautiful ending, so that was what I watched. True life story, oh.
Yeah, these kidnapping issues in the US, I don't know if you, there's a channel on DSTV, the crime channel. If you see some stories, of course, they're all true life stories. You open your mouth. I can't forget this particular one. It still amazes me till this day. They kidnapped their kids, put them in the basement. The whole state were looking for them. I share, yeah, I don't know, so basement.
What?
Look at the psychopath. Some things that Oyinbo people do, eh? Rashida, is only white people that can do it. The kids have been there, I think, for how many years? They stop
Yes.
searching now. They give up
Say
because
yes.
nobody will come outside the house, you know. Yes. I think how many girls they grew up, they are now women. I think one of them gave birth. The dad was raping. You see, American people and this, they are raping thing, Rashida. No, it's crazy. It's not like our own Allah Sariki here because of hunger that they'll kidnap and be asking for nonsense ransom. Somebody that have not seen 100,000 in how many months, we are telling him to gather 60 million for you. One nonsense person is in the bush demanding for 60 million. If you see him, you know he can never ever own 1 million. The money is going somewhere. So kind, may God help us all, Rashida. But at the
Amen.
end of the day, no matter what is happening, women are at the receiving end. The steep price is paid by women. Always paid by women. It's quite sad. I'll let the team come on.
I mean, on that note, you sis, we're running out of time. Uh-oh.
I don't wanna go.
You sis, we'll go. Let's go and face our lives and other reality in our lives. Let
Yeah.
us go.
Abby, true,
Let
it's
us
true, it's true, it's
go.
true. But our listeners, they know who wants to stay with them. Oh, they know.
Let them know, because me, I cannot deny it. This is,
I'm not saying anything.
let's go and face other things in life.
No, Wala. Well, it's been a fun one.
Yeah, but before we go, use this last one. Tell me if you agree with this statement. If you agree with this statement, come forward. Number one, you agree with this statement. If you get fat, people think it's because you eat too much.
Yes, I totally agree.
Okay. If you are a slim person, people think it's because you're sick.
Not all the time. It depends on how well they know you. If you've been like that since childhood, they will not say that's your
This is
type.
just
So that one is
50-50. Oh yeah. Come forward, stand in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
If you dress well, people think you're showing off.
50-50. If you had said if you dress well, they'll think you are rich. Maybe I will do 70. But this one, 50-50 for me too.
Stay in the middle. If you dress simple, they think you're poor. Dress the way you want to be addressed.
Is it my belief or what people believe?
People in
Yes,
general believe.
100%.
So let's do it by
Yeah.
percentage. If you feel like the percentage is high on this statement, come forward.
Okay.
If you are a serious person, people think you are boring.
No. 50-50.
50-50. Stay in the
50-50.
middle.
50-50 for me.
If you are funny, people think you are immature.
No.
Then, okay,
I
no.
disagree. No.
Stay where you are. Don't
They are
step
looking for
anywhere.
funny people, no, to douse tension, sir.
If you speak your mind, people think you're rude.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. You agree with that one. If you're struggling, people think you're lazy.
100%. I agree with that. For me, it depends on if the
Yeah.
people know you.
Yeah. The moral of the story is that no matter what you do, people will judge you. So you can never please people. You can never please anybody. No matter what you are, no
They
matter,
will judge.
they will
The
always judge.
percentage does not matter.
Doesn't matter. People will always criticize you,
Not.
no matter what. So just be yourself, be happy, be your genuine self, be you. Don't do because of the next man.
That's
Nobody
just
cares
it.
about you. So on that note, we say a very big thank you to you guys for listening this far. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, leave us a review.
Thank you for coming back. Don't forget our social media handles on Instagram, the Chill Sisters Podcast, on TikTok. You can contact us there. You can contact us via email, the Chill Sisters Podcast at gmail.com. Peace out.